Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Joseph's journey from being thrown into jail to finding success and being put in charge of the other prisoners, all the while receiving kindness from the Lord. Today's Bible passage is from Genesis chapter 39, verses 20 to 23. Joseph's master seized him and put him into the jail where the king's prisoners were confined. And there he sat in jail. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him kindness by making the chief jailer well disposed toward him. The chief jailer put Joseph in charge of all the prisoners in the jail. Everything that had to be done there, he was the one to do it. The chief jailer did not have to look after anything that was in Joseph's charge, since the Lord was with him and was bringing success to whatever he was doing. That's Genesis chapter 39, verses 20 to 23.
So, today I want to talk to you about Joseph's journey. It's an incredible story that starts off with a really tough situation. His own brothers sell him as a slave, and he ends up being bought by Potiphar, who happens to be the captain of the guard for Pharaoh. Now, that alone is not an ideal position to be in, but things take an even darker turn when Joseph finds himself thrown into jail. But here's the interesting part. Despite this grim turn of events, Joseph finds comfort in knowing that the Lord is with him. And you know what? The Lord doesn't abandon him. In fact, the Lord shows Joseph kindness by making the chief jailer well disposed towards him. Can you believe it? Even in jail, Joseph finds favor with the person in charge. It's not just a small favor either. Joseph is put in charge of all the prisoners in the jail. Everything that needs to be done, Joseph takes care of it. Talk about a promotion in the most unexpected place. It's almost like Joseph was born to lead, no matter where he finds himself. And here's the truly amazing part. The chief jailer doesn't have to worry about anything under Joseph's charge. Why? Because the Lord is with him, bringing success to everything he does. Imagine that. Joseph, despite being sold as a slave and thrown into jail, remains faithful to the Lord. He doesn't lose hope and he doesn't give up. Instead, he puts his trust in the Lord because he knows that the Lord is faithful. And you know what? That's a powerful lesson for all of us. Life can throw some really tough curveballs our way. We may find ourselves in situations that seem impossible to overcome. But just like Joseph, we can find comfort in knowing that the Lord is with us. He doesn't abandon us. He doesn't leave us to fend for ourselves. No, he's right there by our side, guiding us and bringing success to our endeavors. So let's take a page out of Joseph's book. Let's trust in the Lord even when things seem bleak. Let's hold on to the belief that he can turn any dire situation into a victory. Joseph's journey reminds us that no matter what struggles we may face, we can find hope in knowing that victory is possible. It may not come in the way we expect, but it will come. So my friends, hold on tight and keep believing. The Lord is with us and he's bringing success to whatever we're doing. Let's trust in his faithfulness and remember Joseph's journey as a source of inspiration. No matter what obstacles come our way, we can find hope knowing that the Lord can turn any situation around. Victory is possible, so let's keep pushing forward knowing that the Lord is by our side.
Let's pray. Lord, I trust you today because you are faithful. Amen. Inspirational, isn't it? Joseph's journey reminds us that with faith and trust in the Lord, we can overcome even the toughest challenges life throws at us. So as we go about our own journeys, let's remember Joseph's story as a source of inspiration and keep pushing forward with faith. The Lord is with us and victory is possible. Stay strong and may your path be filled with blessings. Thank you for joining us today. Blessings to you on your journey. And don't forget to share the inspiration with others. Goodbye for now.